Today on The Good Word, we're talking about turning around and the shape of mortality. The book of Jeremiah is full of promises of redemption, both for individuals and nations. The kingdom of Judah was on the brink of destruction, with enemies on all sides staring down the remains of the house of Israel. Most of the Israelites sought to cover all their bases, worshiping both the Lord and other gods. This showed a lack of confidence in the God of Israel, a disbelief that couldn't protect them when they most needed it. But even during this time of danger and uncertainty, before and during the destruction of Jerusalem, God's message through his prophet continued to be one of atonement. In the time of Jeremiah, the role of the Messiah wasn't yet fully understood, but there was a deep need within the consciousness of the people of God for redemption. After the entire nation was scattered, and in the wake of his grief, Jeremiah still had the small message of hope for Israel. This wasn't going to be the end of the story for these people who had covenanted with God. And as we see in Jeremiah 31, their journey began with the mercies of God and would end with the same. The Lord hath appeared of old unto me, saying, Yea, I have loved thee with an everlasting love. Therefore with loving kindness I have drawn thee. Hear the word of the Lord, O ye nations, and declare it in the isles afar off, and say, He that scattered Israel will gather him, and keep him as a shepherd doth his flock. For the Lord hath redeemed Jacob, and ransomed him from the hand of him that was stronger than he. For decades after Jerusalem was destroyed, the Israelites had little hope of literally returning. But that hope wasn't completely lost. The home they were seeking was much more than just a physical place, just as the house of God today is not just in any one location. Jeremiah's announcement was not just to scattered Israel, but for all the children of God, the entire world over. God's mercy would continue to work on his people no matter their location, as long as they turned their hearts back to him. One way of visualizing our life is a journey, with a beginning headed towards a destination. We might also think of our relationship with God the same way, seeing it as a straight progression to a better place. And while that metaphor can be helpful, it's sometimes useful to think of our journey through life as circular. We begin with God, meaning our time on this earth isn't about fighting to get somewhere we've never been before, but returning to a home we're already deeply familiar with. Our hearts know the way much better than our minds. When we distance ourselves from the Lord, our mistakes and regrets sometimes compound one on top of the other, and persuade us to continue down the path we've started on. We might even start to think there's no way of return for someone who's made as many mistakes as we have, that the only path forward is the one we're on. But that's far from the truth, and missing the point of God's plan that requires us to learn from our mistakes and mortality. There is always a path to return, and God will lead us back to Him if we're willing to turn our hearts and our feet in his direction. And that's the good word.